Mad Marv's Notebook for August 14th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2024. So NCAF and his project to go through the alphabet of productivity. I want to circle back onto the letter D for Drucker, namely Peter Drucker. He's the author of the book Effective Executive. And I remember reading it a long time ago. I know I still have the book in my Kindle library. The thing is, it's been so long that I only remember the bits and pieces of it that I kind of use or that I've adapted, but it's still worth a read. I know people that are, you know, like Chuck and I, Manager Tools fans, Mark Horseman of that podcast goes on and on about Peter Drucker and all of his books, but especially Effective Executive. And it's about how to get the right things done with your time, because time is your most precious asset. And being busy, it's about the effectiveness versus efficiency thing again. Being effective means to get the right things done, not just to get things done. And one of the tools that I remember from the book is the Drucker analysis, where you have to go about your day and make a note every 10, I think when I do it, every 15 minutes of every day. You have to make a short note of what you're doing at the time or what you were doing in the past 10 or 15 minutes. And you're going to track what you do during the day for your entire work day. And at the end of a week or two, you're going to analyze what you are actually working on, because the human mind is very fallible. And you may think that you are working on something, but if you are actually tracking it and recording it faithfully, what you find out at the end is what you actually spent your time on. And you then make your adjustments to realign your time spent with the most highest priorities of your job. So it's not just about cutting out the wasted time. Often it can be cutting out the wasted activities, because the activity itself is a waste of time. That in a nutshell is the Drucker analysis. And when I did it, boy, that was that tedious. I think I really did use paper and pencil, and I made a table or grid, and I ended up just making column a rows with the time markings, and the columns had I made short descriptions of what I spent during that time. So if I were, for example, if you're having lunch, you just block off the whole hour saying it was for lunch. If you're working on when I was working on specific projects, I would just make a check mark in the correct grid saying I was working on this project during this time. And you know, if I'm working continuously on a project, that's pretty good. But more often than not, at least the time I did it last, yeah, I would get distracted often enough that I did end up checking boxes sometimes in the project I'm supposed to be working on, but a lot on some sidetrack or not important things. Anyway, the whole point is, if you want to really, really become effective with managing your time, you're going to have to do something like this. Get down to the nitty-gritty details of what you're actually accomplishing, and clean up what you actually focus on to just narrow in on the things that you really desire to get done. Anyway, went over my time for the day, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.